I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
People always remind me of the Mega Mix. Apparently, it's the one to listen to if you want to get like a good Saturday's fix. And I'm out there listening to it. I actually put it on the gym the other day and I was just like working out going, woo, yeah.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2. This week, I'm joined by super songstress, one-fifth of the most iconic girl group ever, and all-round Irish mega babe, it's Una Healy, everybody. Woo!
Hey! Oh, what a lovely intro.
Oh, you're, honestly, you know, before we go one step further, I would just like to address the elephant in the room. I've had a spray tan and I can't wash it off until later. So this is why I'm just, oh, it's a little bit more mahogany than I like to be on me podcasts. And you look so gorgeous. So I just wanted to address the very, very orange elephant, which is me in this case.
Great.
Oh, thank you, mate. And thank you so much for agreeing to join me today. I know how busy you are.
I'm delighted to chat to you because I've been wanting to chat to you for so long. I'd love to meet you properly, obviously, because I feel like I know you, even though, like, I follow you on Instagram. I've watched you on TV for years. I've read your books. I feel like I do know you, but I've not physically met you, which hopefully we will one day soon.
Oh, definitely. This little podcast chat is 110% a precursor to us becoming very best friends.
Who yes.
So that all the time.
Yeah.
Your accent is so nice. I did my little obligatory research thing before I chatted to you. And I believe I found out you're from Tipperary. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. I'm from Tipperary in Ireland, which is, it's like the largest inland county in Ireland. So I'm right bang in the middle of Southern Ireland.
And is it as pretty as it sounds? Because the name's lush.
Yeah, it's when I say I'm from Tipperary, a lot of people will say, oh, it's a long way, because there's a song going, it's a long way to Tipperary. Yeah, so it's like, you know, all over the world, people kind of know, but they've no idea really where it is. But yeah, no, it is beautiful here. It's very green. It rains quite a lot, but it's my home, you know, so I love it. Yeah,
and honestly, it took every inch of my self-resolve not to sing that to you as well. Like, I'm very familiar.
I did it for you. I usually get it out of the way and just do it for everyone.
Yeah. Okay, before anyone else can.
Yeah.
What was it like growing up somewhere like that? I imagine super idyllic, very traditional.
Yeah, it's beautiful here. I had a lovely childhood here in Tipperary in Ireland, and you know, I made some really, really good friends, and that are still really good friends to this day, which is great. You know, like now that I've come back to Ireland, I've reconnected really closely with them again. Which I had a great, great childhood. It's quite, it's a small enough town. It's like about 7,000 or 8,000 people. I went to school here my whole life. Got involved. Was quite a competitive child. Got involved in the swim club when I was 4 or 5, and was a competitive swimmer. Joined the running club. So there was always like things to do, and I was very active. So. Yeah, I had a really lovely childhood here, and I'm back again. So all these years later, you know.
Has it been an easy transition back? Are you enjoying it? Has it felt like home or?
Yeah, it's always home. But like I moved to the UK, well, for the Saturdays in 2008. I spent 12 years in the UK. And then when the pandemic hit, I was over in the UK, obviously all on my own. I didn't have a support network around me. So I made the decision when the second lockdown started. I was like, I can't stay here. It's too lonely. I'm too isolated. Mm-hmm. I need to get back to my family where I have that support. So that made the decision for me to come home. But I'm here still 2 years later. I didn't think that I'd stay here. I kind of felt it was kind of like a temporary kind of like transition for me. But it's just the kids have started school here and they're very happy. And when they're happy, I'm happy. So it's the perfect base for me to be here. and, you know, to have my parents around, because they're so amazing to help me with the children as well. So I'm back here and I can't see myself going anywhere anytime soon, you know.
Well, honestly, I think, like, although the pandemic, and I say this a lot, it was horrible for so many reasons, and I struggled with certain elements of it. Like, it definitely showed me what I wanted out of life. And it weirdly, you know, it wasn't all the fancy London restaurants and living life a million miles an hour. It was seeing more of my family. It was spending time with the people I cared about, you know. So it sounds like you kind of had the same thought process.
Yeah, like, I personally, to be honest, I hated the lockdown. It's just, I found it really difficult. I was, especially the first one, I think everybody found it really strange, but I hate not being around people. And like, I'm just such a people's person. I love being around, being in the company of others. So I found it really hard. And it just made the decision for me to come home here to Ireland. But I had, like, set up home in the UK too. So I still call it my home from home. I'm back. Thankfully, I'm back on planes again. And I'm over and back quite a lot again. And yeah, I do my radio show, which is Absolute Radio Country, which I can do from home, but it is a UK station. Mm-hmm. So I still get to record it and go over and back now, work back over there again. And I've made so many friends over there too. So I haven't lost touch exactly, you know, so they're so close. You can just head on a flight. It takes an hour, you know, so, yeah. I didn't enjoy lockdown whatsoever. I just found it really, really tough. Yeah. Didn't like it.
I'm sure.
I didn't really learn anything either. And also, it didn't inspire, you know what I mean? Like, all these people, so many people go,
I didn't learn really fucking anything.
Yeah, I didn't fucking do a bit, learn nothing. I was just feeling like shite most of the time, to be honest. But coming home, it did actually, like, yeah, I got to see my friends again. I got to, like, you know, sneak down. Like, we were meant to have this thing, or you're not meant to go to someone else's house, but, like, we did the odd times in the dark, like, knocking the doors, or we got a bottle of wine. Yeah, we'd, like, see each other and just to, like, have the chats again. I was like, oh, thank God, I'm in company of people, you know. I didn't like it. I didn't really learn anything. And I also didn't find it inspiring for me as a songwriter, because, like, I've been writing since I was 12 years old. And, you know, writing music and singing and performing are, like, just such a part of my DNA. So it wasn't great. I was doing a few kind of, like, Zoom sessions, and I tried to write as well over Zoom, and I just can't do that. Like, I like to be in the room.
Not your creative process.
No. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, I sound so negative about the pandemic, but the good news is it's over. So, yay.
Honestly, mate, like, I'm sure loads of people listening to this can not only relate, but will also appreciate your honesty. Like, I always try and put a positive spin on some stuff, but I can just remember, like, feeling so lonely at certain times. And, like, I missed, so my sister had a little girl just before lockdown started, maybe Chatter in the January, and didn't all get, like, locked up in sort of like the Feb March. And I just felt like I was missing so much of these integral small moments. And
yeah,
luckily Maeve's a really, like, robust and very adventurous little girl, because I know a lot of children who were born in lockdown are very shy and have found adjusting difficult. So I can relate, Maeve. It didn't stop me writing songs. I've never wrote them before, but I did miss loads of Maeve's formative years, which was sad. So fuck me, honestly, Una. I think we all feel your pain.
Yeah.
But it looks as though since then you've made up for lost time and absolutely not stopped. I had a little look on your Insta before, and obviously I know you to be, like, a very accomplished and busy woman, and I know we've done similar stuff. We both did, like, sport relief and things like that.
Yes, Team Blue as well.
Yeah. And honestly, I was, like, asking them before I did it, because I did the gymnastics and it was, like, the last one. And I was like, how we're getting, like, obviously I think in this industry, everyone has a little bit of competitive edge, don't they? We're here for a reason. And I was like, God, how are we doing? How's the blue team doing? And they were like, we are behind, but Una Healy absolutely smashed the relay. Like, I don't know if you know. Like, they were like, I don't know if you've ever seen her run. I was like, weirdly enough, I've never seen Una Healy run, but it was all we could talk about.
To see every day. Yeah. No, I loved it. It was really fun, obviously, for such a great cause as well. But that competitive streak that I have, I got to get it back out again. I love running. I love, keeping fit and everything. So, yeah, I was just so eager to get out there and just sprint as fast as I could, which I did.
You did. You smashed it. And aside from that, you've got your radio show. You're also doing a spot of presenting now. I know you're back songwriting and nurturing your music career. What I really just wanted to ask is, are you tired? I was tired just from looking at your fucking Instagram.
Do you know what I like? I managed to like, it's the question, especially when you're like single mom and you're like, you know, trying to, I get asked it quite a lot, like, how do you juggle everything?
Yeah.
But like my primary, you know, job in life is to look after my children. So yeah, they can tire me out at times, but they are at a really good age now. They're 7 and 10, but like literally their schedule is like what I go by. So everything that they're doing, I have to make sure that they're fed and watered and they're dropped to school and their lunches are in there and everything and all like that. Like everything else I do aside from that, like it might even, as you know, because you know Instagram can be quite deceptive because it's not exactly everyone's entire day. If you could really see inside what my day is like, it's like 90% the kids and that little 10% is just me, you know. So like I have like a very fulfilled life and my children have provided me that, and like I'd be lost without them, to be honest, you know.
And honestly, like, they're so cute. I did have to have, again, a little Google on how to say their names right, because I was desperate to not get them wrong. And I think I've nailed, so it's Aoife?
Aoife
and Tag?
Tig. Yeah, so it's like, Tig, yeah. Tig, you're close, yeah. So Tig, Aoife and Tig. Tig is like pronounced like tiger without the R. Both Irish names.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So yeah,
is it really important to you to kind of like honor your sort of your culture, your upbringing, and give them Irish names, or were they just names you loved?
They're, like, it was, I think it was my dad. We actually didn't really know what to call Aoife when she was, just before she was born, and we had a few names in the pipeline, and then my dad mentioned Aoife, and then we both just said, and he actually, my ex-husband, he loved it as well. He was like, yeah. So even though he's English, he had no problem with it. He said, that's a beautiful name. And actually, Aoife means beautiful in Irish. Right. So it was a no-brainer. We went with that. And then actually, he suggested Tig for Tig. And I said, do you know that there's actually an Irish name called Tig?
Shoehorning it in
there. And he said, yeah, why not? Yeah, it sounds great. So yeah, I didn't force the names on. Like, he actually, we both came up with them together, really, you know. And yeah, I think it's great now, actually, that they have them too. So because they actually don't have my second name, because they have their dad's second name. And sometimes, like, it's a bit awkward, you know, especially if you're checking them in somewhere, or if you're at the airport and you're like, there, like, I have to bring their birth certs every time I travel or fly, because
really?
I'm traveling with these two children with different surname to me. And like, they are clearly my children, you know, but they might be like, you know, different surnames. So it is kind of nice for me that they have got Irish first names, you know.
Yeah. Do you know what? There's absolutely no mistake in Aoife for your little girl, though, mate.
Yeah.
The complete chip off the old block. Like, I think she's a mini me, isn't she?
Oh, she's the image of me. Like, I can even say that myself, because I look back at some pictures of when I was younger, and there was one that I showed it to Tig, and I was like, who's that? And he went, Aoife. And I was like, no, it's me.
It's mummy.
Yeah.
Is it mummy? Is that Irish as well?
Yeah. Mummy. And they've got, like, after 2 years here, especially Aoife, her accent just is very strong Irish now. It's just like a hint of English in it. But Tig's is still quite half and half.
Little bit of bless him. Mm. And I know I mentioned before you're a super busy lady, but it seems to me as though being a mummy is like the most fulfilling job of all for you.
Oh, it's the number one. Like, everything I do is for my kids, you know. And it's tough at times, because I am the primary carer. And as I said, I had to move back here for the support system with my parents. So I can still work, because I want to be an inspiration to my children. I have to put a crust on the table. So I have to stay working. And, you know, I spent my whole life gearing up to what I do. And I'm very privileged to do what I do. And I never want to let that go. And obviously, to be honest, when the kids start school, like there are those hours in the day where you get to, you know, have your time back again. When they're very little, it's very, very hard to juggle both, but you do manage with help. Mm-hmm. Not going to lie, you need the help.
Takes a village, as they say.
Yeah. And take it when you get it as well. Whoever's offering to take it, you know. Yeah. But I just want to inspire them to work really hard and follow your dreams and all that sort of thing. So yeah, they're my everything. So everything I do is for them. Yeah.
Well, you can tell that, like, absolutely gorgeous. They seem so happy, so well adjusted from the bits I've seen on your Instagram. They just look like they're having a really great life.
They are really, yeah, genuine. Like, when they moved back here first, they were a little bit unsettled. And I think anyone would be moving from a different country, leaving your friends. It just in the pandemic, it was a strange time. We were stuck together all the time at home. But they're actually the happiest they've ever been right now. And that's what makes me happy.
Yeah. Oh, well, it would be as well. I'm so pleased for you. And from what I've read, it does sound as though, like, Aoife's hoping to, like, follow in the old footsteps. There's a little bit of your daughter. Is she a little bit of a drama queen?
Oh, she is a bit. She said she wants to be an actress. But I don't know. Like, I'm like, well, you're going to have to go to stage school for that, you know. Yeah. And there isn't a stage school here in Thurles, but I just think, get your education. It's like my parents always said to me, get the education first, you know, and then do all the rest of it. But like for me, like I didn't actually start playing guitar and writing songs till I was 12, and she's still only 10. So I'm not going to push her into that sort of thing. Unless she really, really wants to do it, and I will support her on it if that is what she wants to do.
Yeah. Do you believe there's like an age where she should sort of like do it, like do all of academics and education until then she should make the decision?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, see, well, I was writing and performing, and everybody knew in school that I was going to go on to do music because I'd always be the one whipping out the guitar, like at any open day in school or whatever, a party or a function or anything, I'd be there, you know, with the guitar out.
You were that kid.
And the one like then that was in a little local rock band in town. So I knew that because I studied quite hard in school, I wanted to find something to fall back on. And my parents were very much like, yeah, do that. It's the sensible thing to do. So I tried a couple of avenues in life. Like I was like, both vocations. So I tried nursing and I tried primary school teaching, and they didn't work out. And because I was dropping out, I felt very disheartened with life, going, oh, this is not what I'm not made. What am I made to do? And then my mother just said, you want to do music, don't you? You want to sing. So she was like, she said, give it 5 years and see what happens. So that's what I did. So, you know, the time comes, and it can happen at any time. You know, you don't have to start really young at anything. You can decide to do something that you love or pursue it at any time in your life, whenever it feels right for you. But like, I would never say there's a definitive time where you're like, this is the time I have to do it, because if it doesn't happen by this time, it will never happen. Because if I went past that 5 years, I wasn't going to give up. No way. I'd stay going. and I'll never give up, you know.
No, but like, why should you on your dreams and stuff, you know? And I feel like looking at everything you're doing now, what you sort of, your goals, they've definitely diversified. You are now, turn your hand at presenting on the 6 o'clock show as well, haven't you?
Yeah.
I love that show, Una. I've been on a couple of times.
Have you been on? Have you? Yeah. Oh, hopefully you'll get on now sometime that I'm on.
No, I'd love to. And I've never been across and like actually sat in the studio and done it face to face. It's always been across Zoom. And my first time was like in the pandemic. And then the second time I did it really recently to talk about my documentary. So I'd love to get over and give it a good go, because it's you and Brian Dowling now, isn't it?
Yeah, we do some days together. They switch it around on Fridays. So I've been doing most Fridays for the last few months. But I started guest presenting, like even while I was in the Saturdays, I was coming over and back doing bits and presenting. I also did The Voice of Ireland. So I kind of like had got into TV over the last few years, but it's more and more these days, you know. But it's nice to do a few different things and keep your life diverse as well, isn't it?
Well, I suppose it keeps you on your toes. Like every day is like exciting, nothing's predictable. But music's still your first passion.
Oh yeah, it is, you know. I just love writing songs, love performing. I'm bringing out a new song next month, actually, a song that I wrote originally when I was only 15 years old. And it was a very deep and meaningful song for a 15-year-old to write. I don't know why it was writing so like intense about life and about how important life is and how, you know, you have to take the rough with the smooth and all that kind of thing. But I kept the song, and I actually demoed it a couple of times over the years. And it wasn't until the last year I was like, oh, I'm going to bring that song back out again. I feel it's a very important time to reflect on life and how amazing it is. and just to give hope to people as well, to listen to the lyrics, because I feel I've lived enough life now to be able to deliver that song with hopefully hope for some people, because my life has been very turbulent, you know. Yeah. And I feel that if people listen to the lyrics of it, they will know that, like, yeah, there are struggles in life and there's lots of paths you can take and some that aren't so great, but you can come back from them and start another journey, another road, and it will lead to better things. You know, it's not all dead ends, you know.
I think when you're like 15, mate, I'm making a sweeping generalization, but I felt like I had the monopoly on emotions. Like,
oh,
I just,
yeah.
you feel everything really so intensely, don't you? That first heartbreak, nobody can ever, you just think nobody's ever felt as sad as I feel right now. The first, you know, the first time you fall in love, nobody's ever loved like I love. So it doesn't surprise me that you are writing such like emotive stuff at that age, but it definitely feels as though, like, after all the life experiences and stuff you've had, and as we get a bit older, I don't know, we just are more, we have more experience to be able to talk on these things.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But that's true. Because I had a notepad beside my bed, and like every night I'd write down all these feelings and poems and just different things that I felt, oh, this I have to get this down because I'm feeling so intense about this. But I'm actually glad that I did that, because now I can look back on it and go, you know what? Like, I did have those feelings, but they were what they were at the time. They meant sort of slightly different than they do now. But yeah.
Oh, honestly, I can't wait to listen to it, mate. You sent it to us yesterday, and I had this moment just before it came on, and I thought, I'd love to be able to talk to her in depth about the single, but hadn't I just had me put in spray time? And I thought, I know she's going to make me cry. I absolutely know this song will make me cry. And I thought, if it ruins this time, I have to go tomorrow with like streaks down my face, I'll be fuming. So top of the to-do list, Una. And honestly, I'm so pleased for you, mate.
So much.
You're so welcome. Well, that's the end of part one. I want to talk to you all about the Saturdays in part two, and a little rumor that I've heard about you potentially going in the jungle. So can I catch you in part two?
It's like, what? I haven't heard that one.
Oh, well, bollocks. I was really looking forward to that one as well.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.